Week 12, Saints at Rams. 4:29 in the second quarter. 2nd and 7 on the Saints 7. What happens?
Oh, Josh Reynolds touchdown off schedule play versus a 3-man rush.
You're absolutely
are
right.
Are you kidding me?
You're unbelievable. Like now we are going to go to, this is Sean McVay's time in Washington.
Oh, no.
So we're bringing
it
back to 2015, week 7. Bucks at Skins.
Yep.
2nd and 7 on the Tampa Bay 24. 58 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
Jameson Crowder wheel route down the right sideline.
Jameson Crowder wheel route down the right sideline. Set up the first down, and then how did that drive end?
Jordan Reed touchdown and a 4x1 individual ISO slant.
And what meme was that game?
You like that.
He's good. He's real good.
What was that on, Jack? Bleacher Report with Adam Lefko and Chris Sims.
Oh, there you go.
There's recall.
Man.
Pretty good.
It's incredible.
Hey, man. He's no dummy as a coach. So his ability to, you know, go back and remember the sequence of a drive for teams that he coached on years ago, or even with the Rams-Saints game was years ago. Man, how many football plays he's had to have watched and called and to remember that stuff? Wow.
Yep. It's
pretty
amazing.
Pretty good.
Going back almost 10 years or 8 years or whatever to an entire drive. He also and this is from Seth Wickersham sat down with McVay, and this is on the Matt Stafford thing. They met, we know they were they in Cancun?
Cabo, right?
Cabo. They were in Cabo, like drinking tequila. They met for drinks poolside talking football. A bond forged over sun and booze. McVay returned to his hotel and a few tequilas in, hopped on FaceTime with Rams brass, unleashing a plea that's now legendary around the team's office. Here's the bleeping deal, okay? We can sit here and exist and be okay winning 9-11 games and losing in the bleeping divisional round and feel like, oh, okay. Or we could let our MFN hang and go for this bleeping quarterback and give ourselves a chance to win a bleeping world championship. You ready to do this bleeping thing or what? So there you go.
Wow.
That's how we got it done.
Sure.
Ain't it great when you could tell a story afterwards and add stuff to it? And
it was probably like,
hey, I do that from time to time.
Hey, Les.
Got a great idea, man.
I was talking to my friend Matt.
Don't bite my head off.
We just happened to run into each other in Cabo.
I know we just signed Jared Goff, but we might need to go ahead and move on from him.
Yeah. You see this guy?
No, we just signed him, but I think we need to trade for Matthew Stafford.
Yeah. Yeah, and right after the season, they would not give him a vote of confidence, Jared Goff. And they kept trying to give the team to do it, and they wouldn't do it, and then this happened. So no surprise that they went out and they got it done and won a Super Bowl. All right, let's go to Sam and King of Prussia. People trying to get into the league and everything else. Sam, how are you, buddy? What's up?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you doing?
What's up?
What's up,
See,
Sam?
Now, obviously, I'm not a Jalen Hayes hater, like, on any level. But the problem with this whole competition thing is you have people that seem to be Jalen Hurts haters. I feel like they're fake. And then they'll say something like Tom Brady isn't good when he won the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Or they'll say Howie Roseman's a garbage GM. So right there, the credibility is instantly shot. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, you know what? If you want somebody to keep it real and, you know, give you the truth, might be a nice guy, might be your 27th favorite caller. I'm just throwing my name out there again.
Okay.
Unless you're going to hate Jalen Hurts better than Mad Mike, you're not getting in there today.
I understand, but okay. It would come off as fake, and I love you guys.
No, I know. I know.
That.
Yeah.
So okay. I have too much respect for you guys.
Oh, thank you.
I love that.
You know, but so I do have to kind of slap your knuckles a little bit, though, about this Durant thing.
Okay.
Because you guys know how I feel about this stuff. You know,
no, we don't.
Guys, the prom queen is not going to go out with us. It's just not going to happen. Has watching Hustle taught us nothing?
We haven't watched it yet, so I don't know.
I know. Right.
Actually, I have.
But, oh, you saw it.
Yes.
Stop it, Ike. That's against the rules. You can't do that. But guys, come on. We don't have the draft capital. Jackson tried to convince me we do. We don't. I don't like Howard, but I have to agree. Like, Maxey and Tobias, first off, you're going to make Doc lose his mind. So you got to throw Doc into that package too. So you got Steve Nash and Doc both co-coaching the Nets at that point. Because
that would be
the
awesome.
One thing Doc likes about being here is that he has Maxey. So you're instantly. Can you imagine Doc with Durant?
Yeah,
and
yeah, I could.
It would not. It would be either him sitting in the corner, just letting them do whatever they want, or him just being even more miserable.
But you know what? You know what? That worked up in Boston, where he had, and maybe I mean you can say those players were better, and that's fine. But like that's when like he just had to be the guy that everybody respected, and those guys kind of did it.
I don't know if those players were better. This is about at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, this is kind of equal.
But you're going to say to the Doc Rivers, you know what? You're good. Go sit in the corner and let the big boys do their work. That's basically what
I think. I do a terrific job.
Yeah, so, but Sam, why wouldn't he want Kevin Durant? I'm sure he likes Tyrese Maxey, and I'm sure he wants Tyrese Maxey on the team, unless he can have Kevin Durant.
Dude, Doc Rivers is like OG Wade about Hurts. Like Maxey might be his son. Like, have you heard him talk about
it? He does love Maxey.
Yeah,
he does.
The greatest joy of his life. It's like the greatest achievement. He feels at peace with himself and in harmony.
Well, here's the good thing. Doc's not making the decisions. Daryl Morey
is. That is good. But, I mean, it's gonna take a lot, guys. We don't have a draft pick until 2055 or something. So, I'm just saying, like, keep your expectations honest, all right?
All right,
man.
No.
I'll see you guys tomorrow. Stop it, Jack. Stop. All right.
See
you guys tomorrow.
All right,
see you. There you go.
Yeah, I think I would take, KG, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen at that time. None of those guys had won anything.
No, they haven't.
At that time. I'm just thinking through this.
And they were on the back end.
Well, I'm thinking through this, and I'm looking at KD, who's 34. They were younger than KD is. James Harden and Joel Embiid. That's a better trio. Damn sure ain't much. If it's not better, the Boston trio is only slightly better because we know what that resulted in already.
Yeah, I guess having Rondo helped.
Yeah,
like back when Rondo was,
Yeah,
Rondo.
Sure. That was young Rondo. That was young. That was hell. He wasn't even a good Rondo back then. That was baby Rondo.
Yeah, and then he had what? Big baby Glenn Davis.
They had a nice bench. They had Tony Allen.
Eddie House.
Yep, Eddie House. They had a nice bench. Yeah, I think they even had No, that was afterwards. I was gonna say, did they have Robinson on there?
Trying to look and see to get the stats real fast, just to see.
Nate Robinson.
So
I think that was later.
Because remember, wasn't that later? Remember they was doing the whole Shrek and Donkey thing?
Paul Pierce led the team almost 20 points a game.
Yeah.
Kevin Garnett, 18.8. Ray Allen, 17.4. Rajon Rondo with 10.6. And then you had, how many games did he play in? Leon Poe was, and then you had a bunch of role players. Leon Poe, Sam Cassell, Eddie House, Posey, Perk, Tony Allen, P.J. Brown, Big Baby Davis, yeah. It was a bunch of grinders after him.
Yeah, I mean, they probably had a deeper roster. That roster is probably because you got vets and everything. Now, I'm just looking at the big three. Their big three versus the Sixers. That
and
big three.
Embiid in his prime.
Hell yeah. Embiid. Well, first of all, Kevin Durant's better than all three of those guys.
Yeah.
That's so by himself.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. Justin in Tennessee. Justin, what's up, fella? How are you?
What's happening today, fellas? How you doing?
What you doing, Justin?
What's up? Got a little extra twang today there, Justin. What's up, brother?
I just got off work. I'm sitting here on the porch watching it rain. It's a nice cool evening. Let y'all finish your show.
How cool is cool in Tennessee? 93?
No. It was pretty hot this morning, but it's down like 84 today. And then the high Saturday, you'd love it down here. It's going to be like 82 degrees. No chance of rain. That'd be some prime golf weather Saturday, buddy.
It's going to be in the low 80s here, too.
Be nice. Hopefully we can get out of these dog days and get in some fall football weather before long.
Now, people up north here, Justin, they don't understand, southern relaxation of sitting on the porch and watching rain come down and how calming that is. Tell them about it, man.
I'm telling you, dude. It just, after a long day of work, it just stresses. Takes all the stress away. It, like, washes it away. No joke.
I knew it.
Are you drinking lemonade or sweet tea?
I knew when you said that you were at peace right there. Man. It's like, yeah, watching the rain. Yep.
It's awesome, dude. I'm sitting here listening to you guys, listening to how just senile OG Wade is. I mean, it's crazy. I wanted to throw my vote out there for probably the person who dislikes Jalen the most or hates him the most. There's two guys that I'm going back and forth between, and it's Chuck in Mount Airy and Mike. And I want to lean toward Chuck because he was on the Hurts train. Mm-hmm. And you've really got to dislike somebody to jump off that bandwagon as quick as he did last year. Just get so frustrated and aggravated. Mm-hmm. But there's some validity to with Mike because he's never liked him.
He doesn't like anybody. Yeah.
That's true. And if you don't like Brandon Graham, you've got issues.
That's true.
You really do, man. That's true. I love you, Mike. But if you don't like Brandon Graham, there's something wrong with you. So I'm going to say Chuck is my vote for.
Well, listen, like I said, he hasn't called it. He hasn't called in though, Chuck.
Yeah, he hasn't called in, and I know that. But I didn't know if it was like a call in or a vote thing.
Anybody's
sure.
Open to with their Jalen Hurts hate resume. He has not called in.
Chuck's upset at Jack.
Yes, I'm assuming Chuck is. He's been mad at Jack for the last 24 hours. So
yes.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I heard that at the start of the show. Yeah. Chuck's been sending Jack some angry texts. But yeah, to be on that bandwagon with Jalen Hurts and then come off of it and just stay off the way he has. You really got to pick somebody off, man, because, I mean, I was a member of the LTBB, and I never came off that bandwagon. I rode that wagon down the hill in flames.
Not like Bruce the Weatherman, who he bounced.
No, I wasn't like Bruce, man. The horse come loose. That thing was going, and I was pulling the brake, and the brake panel broke. And I was saying, hang on, y'all. It's going to be all right. But, I mean,
What a bad leader, am I right?
No, man. But
I stayed on the wagon with him. I crashed with him. Yes, yeah. We all crashed yeah. together.
Kimberly,
yes.
Kimberly, man, we all hung on that thing. It was like a life raft. But anyway,
that boy almost got a 10-incher.
Oh my God! But anyway, it's been another great show today. I still can't get out of my mind, OG. Saying that stuff about
Mahomes, man, yes.
Yet. He will never be a better passer than Patrick Mahomes. Never. Not even in his wildest
Not
days.
Yet.
Never.
Not yet.
It will never happen. I mean, he could be good, but he will never be that type
no.
of passer.
All nope. right, Justin.
He will never be with Rodgers. But anyway, y'all had another great show today. I love y'all. I mean it. Y'all keep doing your thing. I'll holler at you later, boys.
All right, there
love
he
you,
is.
Justin.
Justin from Tennessee, I think, would look good in the latest from Flag and Anthem. I got to send him some gear down there. Right?
Yeah, man. Hook him up.
Right now, 20% off, 25% off for your order. So the rest of summer, the flannel, Justin in a flannel.
No doubt.
Send him one of these, the Made Flex Performance polos
it
that
really
you can
pops
wear
out and it grows.
Everywhere. So yes, flagandanthem.com right now. Still time in the summer, only in the beginning of August. So get your stuff, whether it's Made Flex golf shirt or whatever that you're looking for. 25% off. Use the code WIP. But seriously, go to flagandanthem.com. Premium quality clothes without the premium price tag. Great stuff. Flagandanthem.com. We'll finish up. We have one more Hurts hater here that we promise to get to on the other side. But the Marks and Reese text line sponsored by Bell Beverage. Just off 95 near the sports complex, Bell Beverage is Philly's choice for beer, soda, water, and more for pregame and on the way to the shore. BellBeverage.com, text line.
Text line.
I could hug Dan Campbell, Angelo in Chestnut Hill.
Angelo Castaldi.
That that's his kind of coach, Jack?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I can't wait. I mean, tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
Oh, he's going to be, he may replay the whole Hard Knocks all over again. Yeah,
might as well.
No bleeps or anything.
So what kind of pie would Dan Campbell like delivered if he was the coach here? What kind of pie?
Just,
blueberry?
Deliver him nails. He eats nails for breakfast.
But do you think he eats pie, Dan Campbell?
He's probably not a pie guy.
He
right?
doesn't look like a pie guy.
No.
No. He looks like dipping the lip and
yeah. He wants grits.
Where is he? So he played for Parcells. Did he play for Parcells?
Yes.
In Dallas. Or either Miami. One of them.
Wait, so he's a Parcells guy. He's a Sean Payton guy. That's the connection.
Yeah.
So you can see, this just isn't – I know he came in, he was biting kneecaps, and I didn't think this was going to work, but maybe there is a method to what he's trying to do up there.
Well, they haven't won anything.
Well, they won, a couple games.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It sounds good, but it hasn't led to a bunch of wins yet.
They need some more talent if they're going to win any games.
Led to a lot of covers, though.
Yeah, that's true. They were good last year in it.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Correct.
What's next?
Dan Campbell is my kind of head coach. Buddy from the grave.
That's kind of what I was thinking about last night. I was saying to myself, boy, if he coached in Philadelphia, my goodness.
You think we'd like him?
What?
What do you think he'd say to Howie?
I don't know.
I got you, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I just know every time he steps behind that podium, he's speaking football to everybody.
I know.
He's a football guy.
He's a football guy.
For a town that likes to attach, he's not a football guy to everybody. Dan Campbell's a football guy.
Oh, my God.
He started talking here, and these fans heard him.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
Yeah.
Out. Don't touch it again.
Yeah, you're banned for the rest of the show.
Out.
All right, what's next?
I've never seen anything more ridiculous than Elliot Satchel. Signed, Elliot's green wedding suit.
I was mad I didn't snap a picture on Instagram. And
oh, yeah.
At Mark Cerise,
put it out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't.
So I went out and I asked you, I said, why is he wearing that satchel doing the Go Birds pod? And you're like, he thinks it's cool.
Yeah.
So I walked back in to take a picture and they were just finishing and he already walked out of the studio. So I couldn't get a picture of him in action doing it.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, man. He's got it on there. He feels like he's, you know, he's hip.
Now, Jack, could you pull that off? I know you think that you're up in fat on fashion.
No, I'm not. It's just, well, I don't. Who cares about fashion? You know,
right? I agree.
I'm a practical
who cares about
A to
fashion?
B guy.
I don't know people that want to look good.
I figured out my summer wardrobe.
Yeah, not Jack.
Now I figured out the winter wardrobe. So whatever. I got my own style.
I
you do?
Yes, I care about fashion, but I also know that's more of a that's this next generation's thing. That's. I'm trying to figure out. They don't like carrying wallets anymore. So they just carry because you got a phone you got to carry. Right. You got all your money, your
it's
cards.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, so the little satchel thing is, you know, the rappers made it cool. The athletes have made it because all the athletes use them.
Right.
Like, that, theirs typically calls more than what Elliott's did. That was some sort of athletic satchel. It wasn't Louis Vuitton or.
It was not, no. He's probably.
Dolce & Gabbana or.
Amazon.
Yeah. Exactly, yes. That's where my satchel would have came from, off Amazon.
I'm going to see if we can get some cheap Amazon ones. We can walk around wearing the Elliott satchel.
They got them for you.
How would you describe that, Jack? Like, what do I even search for?
Yeah, I don't know, because it's not big. It's not like a big. It's not as big as a fanny
search
pack.
For man purse.
It's a merce.
It's a merce. That's
right.
What it is.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's a man purse, no doubt.
All right.
That's not an insult. That's what we call them.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what they're, you know, it's just like the guys wearing the short shorts. They're Hoochie Daddy shorts.
Oh, yeah, that's not it.
Yeah, I don't know.
You did boom, boom.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, but that's what you got to wear now.
All right, I'll Google that. I'll Google that. What's next?
A wise man once said, "Let's go Mets." That man was me, the camera from the bathtub.
Let's go Mets.
Oh, that's right. He was a Mets fan.
Ooh.
And a Georgetown fan.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Georgetown fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is weird. Like, seriously, I don't know any, like, one other Georgetown fan. Now, when they were really good in college basketball, I still didn't know one Georgetown fan. Mm-hmm. Like, who would be a Georgetown? Carolina, Duke. Yeah, sure, I could understand that. Mm-hmm. Georgetown fan, Joe DeCamber. The only one. Any more, Jack?
Checkmate, Howie, you little nerd. Daryl in South Philly.
I'm just riffing, baby.
If he gets this done, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the King won't be able to. I'm ready to take that.
I honestly, just for the fact of Howard asking, get Kevin Durant here, just for Howard. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then he would pivot to something else to why they're not going to win, probably. Any more, Jack?
If you gave Jalen Hurts the same kernels in oil, he'd be better at popcorn than Orville Redenbacher. Facts. OG Wade.
Na, 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 na. Facts line.
Yeah, OG, you have to go back to the drawing board with that argument. That don't fly with me.
Yeah, you've taken enough of his crap. You heard enough. Normally, yes. We just let him go because it's funny.
Go. Yeah. I got tired of hearing the Pat Mahomes. And they had a caller say Brady's falling. Oh, this guy threw for 5,000 yards and 43 touchdowns last year. Yeah.
What's he done for me lately?
Won a Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Wow.
It suggested it. I went to Amazon and I started to type in man purse for man purse, and it comes up man purse crossbody small.
Yep.
That's what it is. Let me see here. Yeah. No, you're looking at here's one for $17.99.
Yeah, believe me, that's not the one the athletes are wearing.
No, it's
right
not.
Right in Elliott's price.
Yeah. Here's a little better one at $27.99. All right, I'll see if I can. I'll check them out. Maybe just get a. We can have a man purse day crossbody with Elliot, or maybe not. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're shopping for an engagement ring, there's one place to go. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, just off the Pennsylvania Turnpike, minutes from everywhere. Online, marks-jewelers.com. All right, so we have the biggest Hurts hater. Let's try Justin in Potts Grove. Justin, you're the last person to
what's going on?
To apply for this. Go ahead.
What's going on, fellas? Preference, hate is such a strong word, but when I hear somebody like OG Clown call and spit everything he spit in, and then Ike co-signing on it, it angers me. And preferences by saying that Jalen is a great athlete. He's a good football player. He's a mediocre quarterback. Now, OG Clown says he's gotten better every year since high school. One, I don't care. Two, Pete Rose is about what he did in high school. Number two, what? Alabama carried him in his defense. Second year, Georgia put 8-9 guys in a box, stopped him. He got benched for Tua. Third year, give a chance of spring practice to beat Tua out, couldn't do it. OG wants to claim that Tua was paid or whatever. Guess what? Jalen Hurts said on your show he had a $10,000 chain as a 17-year-old high school. Come on.
No, he did say that.
Then he goes to the Big 12. He goes to the Big 12, which is lesser competition. He has not gotten better any year.
I never looked at the whole lesser competition thing there, but that is true, though. He did
especially
go to
the defense.
Yeah,
that,
that's what he's talking about. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, are we supposed to get excited now because now he's not a one read and run, he's a one read and dump off?
Wow.
Is that what we're supposed to be excited about?
Yeah.
All right, Justin, any final words here?
No, I mean, do we need any more?
Yeah, that was about it for me.
Thank you.
All right, Justin. Jack,
good call.
Jack, what do you think, man? Last call.
I know. So how do we view this? You know, I mean, Mad Mike has had a longstanding disdain for Jalen Hurts, but I think the best new caller to it was obviously the last caller.
Justin in Potts Grove.
Justin in Potts Grove.
Ike? Thumbs up, or do we put Mad Mike in?
Mad Mike is the biggest hater in the city.
Yeah, I agree, Jack.
Yeah.
It wasn't much of a competition.
Yeah, you kidding me?
Well, he started off the call by saying, I'm not going to say hate because hate's a strong word. And I'm like, yeah, you lost.
Well, and Justin had a great call. I'm just saying, Mad Mike has a history, a track record of this.
Yeah. He's clearly the biggest hurts hater.
He's clearly the biggest hate. Yeah, hater, period. I mean, yeah. we can do a hater for anything.
Yeah, he does hate him. All right, Mad Mike's in the league. Are you set? We start off with OG Wade, Mad Mike, Jack.
Yeah, it's going to be a great draft party.
Well, we'll get some new blood in later.
Well,
this
might
week.
Might need some security.
Do it virtually. We'll be at Jiggies and Pete's.
Right, yeah, that's a good
right.
One.
Yeah, don't make us put y'all in virtually.
I don't know if Wade could do the virtual stuff. Coming up, we have Julio and then the Phils tonight get a win. We're on after the game tomorrow, so we'll talk to everybody then. And go Phils, get the win tonight. We'll talk to you after the game tomorrow. See you. Hey, listen, let's talk about Dr. Glatt for a second, because if you're in the business of hair and you're thinning, you know, maybe you're bald, right? Like everybody that has the hair restoration procedure with Dr. Glatt, you start off somewhere. I started off with a pretty good amount of hair, and I kind of tackled the issue because I saw what was happening, right? Like I was thinning. I looked at my license picture from the last time, and then I looked at the new one, and it's like, Jesus, man, like 5 years, I've lost a lot of hair. And went to Dr. Glatt, got the hair restoration procedure. My hair looks amazing. It really does. I had some pictures taken with my daughter for her first birthday. And like I just looked at the hair in some of those pictures. Like, wow, like my hair really does look good. That's Dr. Glatt. Otherwise, my hair is my head shaved or my hair is very short. And if you're in the same situation as me, maybe you're completely bald. Wherever you are when it comes to hair loss, Dr. Glatt's the place to go. Hair restoration. They call it for a reason. Restoring your hair. Restoring your hairline. You can get your hair back with Dr. Glatt. Call his office today. 610-980-4000. Dr. Glatt. 610-980-4000. Or before and after pictures and everything explained about hair loss and ways to beat it at drglatt.com. drglatt.com.